Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening once again, everybody, our very loyal listeners. Welcome back to yet another episode of the AIP podcast. My name is Anne Cheng. I am CEO of Supercharge Lab and your host. I'm speaking on behalf of the AI Partnerships Corp. And today we have a special guest joining us from Explain, which is at the forefront of revolutionizing the AI landscape. So let's please give a warm welcome to Hassan Sawaf, who is CEO of Explain. He brings together more than 25 years of expertise in bringing cutting-edge technologies from academia to market. Hassan is well recognized in the field of applied science, machine learning, and he has a lot of applications in machine translation, speech recognition, computer vision, natural language understanding, and dialogue process optimizations, and even other fields. And of course, Hassan is passionate about building technology for the next generation of applications in AI, enabling businesses and individuals to do more with artificial intelligence and machine learning. His company, Explain, is a groundbreaking platform that empowers users to create and maintain AI systems easily. It can design your own AI pipeline, benchmark your own model against others, and create your own data sets, accomplishing much more with little to literally no effort. So this episode is going to be one where we're going to dive into the world of Explain, exploring its powerful capabilities, ready-to-use AI assets, and innovative tools. We'll discover how these tools simplify complex AI systems. So Hassan, oh my God, wow. It's so good to have you on our show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. I'm very honored.
Absolutely. So let's dive right in. Tell us a little bit more about your backstory. How did, you know, Explain come to be?
Yeah. I mean, you said it earlier that, I work in the AI field for about close to 30 years, since the mid-90s, and have experienced actually multiple phase changes of what basically business could look like with AI. And my last station before starting Explain was actually AWS, building technologies to enable more people to utilize AI in their projects. And my thought is we needed to develop a platform which makes it easy for the rest of us to build AI capabilities, AI solutions, and this is where AI Explain started.
That's amazing. What a journey you've had. Maybe you can share with us a little more about your work with Explain. How does it help users create and maintain AI systems, models, and applications?
That's a good question. So in my journey in the past, we learned that basically building AI capabilities needs multiple domain experts in multiple areas. AI is one of them, but also the application specialists in building applications. I mean, at the end of the day, AI has to be implemented somewhere. And then basically enabling people, for example, which are generating data to communicate and collaborate in the in one platform. And Explain basically allows you to connect these personas all in one platform, making it easy for them to basically have a common collaboration platform and develop applications from there. And you can maintain different versions of your models. You can compare them against each other using the tools which we have on the platform and so forth without the deep knowledge you need usually to build deep benchmarks, for example, about the different models you have and you want to implement. No code is our motto. And funny story is, we say no code. We wanted to develop that for the product managers and the business owners. And funny story is that 70% of our users are actually scientists, because they see also the value for themselves building solutions with no code, because it's easier to iterate this way and faster to innovate.
I'm sure. I mean, we're all human too, right? So,
Exactly.
At the end of the day, let's talk about it from a layperson's point of view, the 30% of your user base. If I were just a regular human being just getting into AI, and I'm starting to develop my first artificial intelligence application, what do I do? How do I get started with Explain?
Yeah, so we have a product. It's called Design. You go onto our platform. You basically put credits from your credit card into your account, and then basically with Design you can draw a workflow, basically utilizing more than 35,000 models of the best of the best, which basically put their models on Explain, and you can draw that workflow with a very simple tool. And experiment right there on the platform how that system would behave what you just built. So instead of going in to the whiteboard and drawing out the workflow like we used to do in the past, where we say, oh, here we have speech recognition, here we have a computer vision model, and they need to talk a certain way with each other, you actually just draw it on the design experience. And then press a play button, and then you can actually experience it. If you like it, you keep it. You just press a button to deploy it immediately, or you iterate over it, change things as you like, and use our tools to like help you with picking the best models, for example, for a certain task or anything. So until you find basically what you really like, and then go from there.
That's amazing. So let's switch back to the rest of the 70%, the scientists. So with Explain, you've mentioned, you know, that you're filling the gap between a scientist and a business person. Let's talk a little bit about that. How does Explain fill this gap?
That's a good question. So for the scientists, we are basically a platform for them to take their awesome models they built over the years, over the months, and basically making it a product. What does that mean? So, for example, you have a model which you have hosted on Hugging Face. You build it using academic data sets. You can prove that for a certain data set you are top notch out there, but you want to refine it with data you can't have access to very easily. You can go to Explain. You can fine-tune your models with data sets which are difficult to get come by. You can host it on Explain. You can monetize it on Explain. For the people who are not the AI professionals, because they can see your models right there and use them as Lego pieces in their bigger picture, you're actually benefiting from Explain being a marketplace at the end of the day for you. And that's basically how we're helping the scientists basically graduating from science only to a scientific, like an entrepreneurial scientist.
That's very fascinating. I think it's the first time I've heard of that term, the entrepreneurial scientist. So let's talk a little bit about Explain. What's on the horizon? What are you working on? And I mean, you've had such a crazy extensive history of taking research to market. What's next for you?
So we started, we went live with our platform in December of 2021. We are seeing more than 1,000 active developers on our platform building new models, improving what they have, building new solutions with Explain, and benefiting from it. Also the people, industries utilizing the offerings of what is available on Explain. What we want to do is we want to innovate on behalf of the scientists and the enterprises by making things even more easy, more available to them. And I mean, we hear about large language models and the generative models of the different modalities. There is so much which you can do. And onboarding more models, talking to more partners, getting that going is one thing. Building tools where you can actually even easier than just drawing build actually solutions is the other thing. Maybe you can use generative AI to help you build things without needing to tell what are the technologies you want to connect with each other. Those are things which we are innovating with. We are building new tools like on a continuous basis, trying to make things much more easy for scientists as well as the entrepreneur and enterprises to basically benefit from. So this is going to be a very exciting path. We have more than 1,000 users today. We assume that it's going to go faster. We just are starting to talk about our platform, really. So, and we're seeing a lot of people coming in and looking at our platform, coming with ideas also on how we can improve. We are always, we have an open ear for our customers and users on how we can improve.
Absolutely. Well, famous last words. We are coming to the end of our podcast today. And if you had one thing from all the lessons and experiences that you've had, or if you would give some advice to someone who's just starting out, whether in AI or otherwise, what would that one line be?
I think something which is super close to my heart is that we always need to continue thinking from the application perspective backwards. So meaning, think about the problem you want to solve and then go back and see what kind of technologies are out there. Instead of thinking like what we naturally do from the scientist perspective, technology first and then solve a problem with that technology. So this is something which is I'm very passionate about, in particular because the richness of the models which we have today is so vast that it actually might be easier for you as an innovator, regardless whether you're an entrepreneur from the enterprise side or a scientist. It's always to think backwards from the user experience and from the problem you want to solve. That's something I like to share with everyone.
Thank you, Hassan. Wow, what a absolute pleasure it has been to spend time with you today. Once again, to our listeners, our loyal listeners, and everyone who's following us on social media, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time, your support. And once again, my name is Anne. I'm from Supercharge Lab. I am your host for the AIP podcast. I'm signing off. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.